93.7 The River, Classic Rock Redefined with Foo Fighters on a Labor Day weekend and a Friday, Doug and Joe show. We put this up earlier today on Facebook. What kind of person are you, especially for Labor Day weekend? Are you the kind of person that's going to stay at home? Do you like to go to a hotel? Do you RV or do you tent? And that was the question. What do you like to do? 766-9370. Dana, you tallied this up. We got quite a few comments on this.
Mm-hmm.
What was the overall selection?
It was home, hotel, RV, and tent, right?
Yeah.
And there was only one vote for hotels. And then it was like a landslide for either home or RV. Like only one vote between the two separating them.
Oh, really? I thought there were more for hotels.
No, I only saw one.
Oh, okay. So people
Well, there are people who are like A, then B, or then maybe B after, you know, another option.
Okay.
So I didn't count those.
So Labor Day weekend or other, what kind of person are you, Dana?
I love camping, so tent.
Yes, Dana is a little explorer.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call her Dana the Explorer.
Yay, love Dora.
She loves camping and she loves being in a tent. Joe, what kind of person are you?
I'd love to say I was a camping person. I do like to camp, but I think we all know that I'm a home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's where I like to be, at my house.
Yeah.
But if I do go camping, it would be in a tent.
You like to do it in a tent?
Yep.
Yeah, me, I do not like leaving the homestead.
No kidding. You don't like a hotel, huh?
Well, no. Here's the thing. If I do leave, if you can drag me kicking and screaming, heels dug in, it's got to be a hotel. I will not do an RV. I'll burn a tent. I would burn a tent, and I would stand up all night like this with my arms crossed before I slept in a tent. I hate camping. Camping is misery.
I wish we could get into detail. We're planning a little something possibly for you guys here, and maybe an overnight stay was mentioned about possibly sleeping out in the underneath the stars with a tent. You should have seen the look on his face.
I won't do it.
And that's exactly what he said.
Yeah, I won't do it.
He goes, I will not do that.
No, I won't.
I won't do that.
I will not camp. We are civilized, well, as much as we can be in 2017. We try to be civilized people. I will not.
Tent camping is fantastic.
It's awful. It sucks. It's not. It's just misery.
You can get blow-up mattresses now, and it's like sleeping on just awesomeness.
Don't care. Don't care what it is. I want my bed, and if I can't have that, I want a decent hotel bed. I will not do it. I got to have the toilet. I got to have the water. I need to have walls around me.
What's wrong with an RV, then?
I'm just not into the RV, because that's just camping, but you're in a trailer.
Yeah, but you can get some of them now are like nice.
Well, I've never been in those really nice ones, and I know they've got some that are like hotels on wheels. It's just, I don't know. And you and I, we've stayed in different RVs over the years doing different events, and I'm just like, no. I need to have something home-like, because if it's not, then I'm miserable. Sleeping in a tent, I can't even imagine.
Oh, I like it so much. You know why? What I don't like about sleeping in the tent? The work that it takes to get the tent to the campground, set it up.
That's all camping is.
Yeah.
It's one big job. You got to get everything down. Everything's got to be clean. You got to get it all loaded. You got to get it packed. You got to get there. You got to set it up. Then you got to set up the fire. You got to get the cooking stove. It's just so much freaking work that if you don't love it, it's hell.
Yeah, but once you get it all set up, that hour and a half to 2 hours that you get to relax before you have to tear it all back down and go home for the weekend. Like, I don't get people that camp over the weekend. Because you go there, you set everything up. By the time you get it done, it's late Saturday night, unless you go there Friday after you get off work.
Always go Friday.
You get one, maybe two nights, then you got to wake up at the crack of dawn on Sunday and tear it all back down again.
And then you got to clean it all before you store it. You have to load it all up. You have to take it back home. Dana, what's the longest time you've camped? Most time you've spent in a tent? Like a week?
No, I've never camped that long.
That's all I do.
Maybe 4 days. But, we always just do long weekends or even just Friday through Sunday.
Are you going camping this weekend?
No, but I'm going camping in, not next weekend, but the following.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how many, are you just going to do a weekend?
Yeah, Friday through Sunday.
Yeah. Dana loves that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but she's really active and a lot stronger than I am.
Well, let's not forget this. Let's not forget this. Young.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's only 28.
Well, it is a lot of work, and I don't like the work part of it, but I just like being outdoors.
You like
I don't
the
like being in the house.
It.
No.
Yeah.
I like camping more when I was smoking pot. I'm not gonna lie, but I really did.
Yeah. I would think that made a lot of your life fun, didn't
you
it?
You were one with the trees.
Yes. Oh, pretty stars.
Never seemed to mind the setup back then when I was stoned to the bejesus.
Yeah, hey, Joe, you want to go hang out with me today at the DMV for 5 hours? You bet, bro. Yeah. Let's go hang out and stand in line. Yeah.
Well, I still enjoy a good DMV visit.
Ah, yuck. But that's how they voted. Most people, what was it again, Dana? They wanted to be where? In an RV?
Either home or RV.
Home or RV.
That's
okay.
Because it's too hot to camp in a tent this weekend. You would be miserable.
Not if you're in the mountains.
Yeah, but it's still, I bet you it's still in the 90s up there.
Doubt it.
Forest Hill's going to be 103, and that's kind of in the foothills.
Not up Ice House, though.
Going up that high?
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know. You guys can go as far as you want. You can go to the top of Donner. I don't care where the hell you go. Go to the tip of Mount Lassen. I'm not going with you. I want no part of it. Burning Man, or as I like to call it, Boring Man. It's going on this weekend. Anyone driving up 80 and all that, you've seen all the furry bikes wrapped up. You're going to see them coming home on Monday. Everything's going to be dusty. You're going to see all these makeshift hippies going up with cardboard on the windows and zebra skin things stuck on the roof. And
that's sort of crazy looking to watch.
Despite the dust, this week at Burning Man, there's a whole bunch of fires going on. So not only are they going to get all the dust, they're going to get all this smoke and all this soot. They say Burning Man is actually really going to be burning. There's a 30,000 acre fire, or two fires, burning right now. 50 square miles.
Really?
No word of containment, and it's going to happen 70 miles northwest of Reno. That's where it goes on, and the fire's not that much further from that.
Oh, that's going to suck for them, man. It's already bad enough because of the dust and whatnot. That's going to be Burning Man, and I want to go so badly.
Dana, have you done Burning Man? Have you ever gone to that?
No.
Would you?
No.
You wouldn't do it?
That's the one with all the drugs, right?
Well,
I mean, yes.
Yeah, that's not interesting to me at all.
There's a lot of drugs there, but it's more about the like Dog was saying, the furs on the bikes and the weird outfits and the.
It's just an overexpression of you. You get to go out and be one with nature, and they trade beads for this, or they give gifts, and
you
then
they eat a lot of mushrooms.
Yeah. I want nothing to do with any of that. I would rather just go camping with people I actually like.
I want everything to do
not
with that.
Dirty, unshowered people tripping on LSD. And
how would you know that?
Don't
you
make it sound like it's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing.
Yeah, but some people do. They drink and they do whatever. You don't have to be a drug addict to go to Burning Man.
Yes, I don't want
to
be around
you
all
can
that.
Be.
Yeah. So if you're going up to Burning Man, you've left a little late. Enjoy your time. It's not only going to be dusty, it's going to be smoky, and you might actually catch on fire. It just sounds awful. Coming up, we got another chance to get you qualified for the Harley in the 10 o'clock hour with Monica, 10, 2, and 5. Caller 93 when you hear it. Hold on.
Dog and Joe.